Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back. Mr. James Taylor, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. And as you know, folks, when we need a hand, that's what we're here for at Small Business Advocate Show. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is our website, and I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We want to be your friend online. We want to be your friend on the radio and in person whenever we're out there among you, which we are quite often. And so all the things at SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, including the body of work that Bill Halal has deposited with us over the years. He and I have been working together for a long time, almost 10 years now. And so Bill's stuff is right there, plus his own website, techcast.com. And on my website, don't forget to subscribe to my
.org, Jim.
I'm sorry, .org. Right, thanks, Bill. Techcast.org. And my website, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and take our poll question. Techcast, just like it sounds, .org. That's where you get Bill's stuff. Bill, in the previous segment, we talked a good bit about technological convergence, digital convergence. I got to start saying that.
Yes.
Digital convergence.
Yes.
You've got some other forecasts that you want to talk about today. Give us some
examples.
Well,
the other thing, not only is all of this stuff maturing in just the next few years, 5 years is the horizon that I think is really important. Now, I think all of this stuff is going to be up there. Faster broadband, smartphones everywhere, all of that. You've got to do it. But not only that, but it's becoming more intelligent. There is a second generation of IT in the works. Optical computing, quantum computing, biocomputing, artificial intelligence, an intelligent interface where you just talk to your machine, biometrics, intelligent search. All of that is the next wave. That, I think, will mature about 2020, 10
and,
years.
And Bill, here's something I want to point out, though. There are a couple of – there's say two – let's say – I'm going to try to say three ways of thinking about this. Number one – everything you just said, most people know exists. But the next thing is to actually have the prototype, and the third thing is to actually, or I should say, actually have it where people can buy it and use it. And then the third level is where regular folks out there in the marketplace can go out and pick it up.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We track these technologies. Yeah. And we identify when they take off and enter the mainstream.
When do you think these things you're talking about will actually be where a small business can benefit from it? For example,
I think right now there's stuff that you can use, speech recognition, the call centers that are on all of the big companies that answer their phones and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting very intelligent. Biometrics, I think, is becoming a really good tool to improve security for all of your electronic dealings.
Biometrics would be fingerprint,
yes.
Ocular recognition.
The iris identification of the eye, voice recognition, all of that sort of thing. Really good aids for security. I think we're going to see scanners appear in supermarkets and places pretty soon to replace credit cards and stuff. It's hard to know. But the really big thing is intelligence. That's what's really going to be powerful.
What's that going to look like?
Well, I don't think we're going to be hunching over a keyboard and using a mouse. I think we're going to talk to the machines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the way you deal with your GPS navigation. That's the best example, I think, of the intelligent systems that are coming. GPS navigation. They have solved the problem of getting from point A to point B beautifully. They work wonderfully.
Well, let me give you an example of how you can do that right now. Anybody in the world can do that right now. If you have a Droid, if you have a smartphone with Droid software, the Google Droid software, there's an app there called Voice Search. And if you hit voice search app, and hold the phone up to your mouth and say pepperoni pizza in Peoria, it'll give you all the places you can buy pizza in Peoria.
Yeah, sure.
And just like you're talking about.
That's right. Absolutely.
And it's very accurate.
All of the cars are all going to a interactive system, GM's OnStar. There are three or four of those.
Right.
They're all appearing in cars now. The entire car is going to become intelligent.
Right.
It will help you navigate, avoid collisions, drive itself in a few years.
Well, and the thing is, Bill, this voice thing is important, and a lot of people might be thinking, well, you know, why do I want to talk to my computer? I'd rather just type. Well, folks, it's not about you. It's about your customers. How will our customers use it? Will they walk into our store and say, I'm interested in this, and you know, they're directed, and how will that impact our payroll issue? How much will that change how many people we need in our business?
Yeah. Well, some people will always, you know, type and use mouses, and they can. And there are some things for which typing is better. But for ordinary use, to be able to just talk to your machine and tell it what to do, and to talk to a virtual assistant that you store on your smartphone, that's like a real assistant.
Right.
It learns everything you do, everybody you know, and you give it tasks. See?
Right.
I think that's coming. That's going to be really exciting. And why would we want that? Well, to help us navigate through this maze of information that's out there, this overwhelming avalanche of knowledge.
Everything that Bill's talking about, folks, just about everything Bill's talking about, or most of it, if not all of it, is in the cloud. It's out there, right, Bill? I mean,
the
cloud computing, the web-based tools is what we're talking about. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill about the backbone. I want to ask Bill if the technology isn't getting ahead of the network, and I think it may be. And I'm going to see what Bill has to say about that. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassing, and we'll be right back with Bill Hallal. His website is techcast.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.